Welcome back to Talking Baseball. Bill Lasky joined in here with Matt Capps. He is a radio and TV color commentator, and he's pitched for the Pirates back in 2005 to 2009. He was a National League All-Star 2010 with Washington. Let's welcome in Matt today. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on with us. Two very well-pitched games, the first two games of the series yesterday. What a great game that was, if you like pitching. And, of course, you and I were pitchers. Tell me your thoughts on the game yesterday.
Well, it was a fun ball game to watch. It was very enjoyable from the pitching side of it. The offense on both sides, both teams, had a hard time getting going. And, you know, even after the game was over, there still wasn't a ton of offense to speak of. But Miguel Yajure for us, for Pittsburgh, was fantastic. He only went to five innings, and, you know, pitch count was really low. It's kind of surprised to see him get pulled there, but we'll find out today when we talk to Shelton what they were thinking. I'm sure there's a thoughtful reason behind it, as there usually is with this crew. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just his second start, and, you know, very encouraging to see. This is a guy that this organization is high on, and we saw yesterday why. He's got some pretty good stuff. He had a nice cutter working for him all day that he throws a lot, so we saw a lot of those cutters. But command of the strike zone with it was fantastic, and, you know, five solid innings, only 57 pitches, and, you know, pretty efficient as well. And then, you know, Gausman for San Francisco was lights out as well. You know, we were thinking he had a pretty good chance of getting through nine innings. You know, he started that ninth inning, was still right around 90 pitches, and he just felt like he was on cruise control all night long. And, you know, we were able to finally get some traffic on the bases and make something happen.
I want to touch base on that ninth inning, Matt. And, you know, Gausman was just fully in control. He's been like that so consistently this year with the Giants. And I just want to kind of throw this out to you. When Frazier got the little dink in the left field, which was a great contact hit, he wasn't up there to pull the ball. He was up there to make contact, and he definitely hit that ball outside going away to left field. But then what happens next? He steals the bag and a nice inside-out base hit. But was that a stolen base? Were you stealing the bag, or was that a hit and run? Because we were all kind of scratching our head. What was it? But it worked for sure because they made it first and third. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it did work, and I'm not so sure it's a hit and run. And the reason I'm not positive it's a hit and run is because with no outs right there, the last thing you want to do is hit into a line drive double play, and that's a risk you run anytime you go through a hit and run. And, you know, I felt like Adam Frazier got a great jump. So, again, I feel like it was more of a straight steal, and then, you know, Newman trying to shoot the ball to the right side of the field with a second baseman covering the bag, kind of having the awareness. And Kevin Newman's a guy that has great back control. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that kind of sells you on the story of maybe it was a hit and run because he does have that kind of bat control. But, you know, just from watching from the press box, you saw Frazier. I mean, he got a fantastic jump. It didn't feel like a hit and run where he was making sure Gausman was going to the plate before he started, got his lead or started to run towards second base. But, you know, that's another question that I want to ask in the pregame interviews and getting over to the ballpark and talking to guys. Like,
It was really exciting. As you say, Newman, that ball was like an inch from his fingers. You couldn't have pitched a better pitch inside out, and sure enough, he just got enough to get it out to center field, and it was really – Gausman was shaking his head, and I was shaking my head, too, as a pitcher. You go down and away, a dink to left, and you go jam into his hands, and he's walking off the mound with first and third, and sure enough, it went into extra innings. This is a great, well-played game. But, you know, you talk about the offenses. The Giants are 22nd in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh's 23rd. But there's one guy at the leadoff spot, Adam Frazier, who's really having a great year for the Pirates, 3-15 going into today's game. 4-for-5 yesterday, really on pace, really, to hit over 300. Your observations on Adam Frazier so far this year?
Well, I think he's got a great approach. Watching him, I don't know if you still do it or not, but I watch guys hit, and I try to think about how I would try to attack him and get him out.
I always do that. Same thing here. He doesn't have too many holes.
No, he's a tough guy, and you know, his approach is kind of that inside out, thinking left center, up through the middle and left center. And I think that's a really tough approach to pitch to, because what it does is it allows him to stay on the fastball and drive the fastball, and then he can react, kind of like what we saw in extra innings, where anything middle third, he just relies on being an athlete and lets the hands work, and he turns and burns. But, you know, his first approach is not flying open and thinking about getting that barrel out and meeting the ball out front. He's thinking through the baseball, left center, up the middle, left center, drive the ball to that left center field gap. And then what that's really done is it's allowed him to really see the breaking ball. And when it's up, even if he's out front, his hands are back because of that approach on the fastball, thinking up the middle the other way, to where if the fastball is elevated, he can get the barrel to it. And then that's when you see him pulling, and that's when we've seen some of the power. But also, you know, like last night, that was a good pitch by Gausman, down and away, if memory serves. And it was even, you know, outside of the K zone watching the replay, you know, but he was able to stay on it and got just enough to dump it into left field, down the left field line, and get on base.
Matt Kep's joining me today on Talking Baseball. You know, the Pirates have always been rich with catching talent, and two catchers, Jacob Stalling, and the guy yesterday, I just loved the guy, Michael Perez. I mean, tell me your observations of both these catchers, and a little bit more on Perez, because he's got an electric arm.
Yeah, he does. Michael Perez has a fantastic arm. Both of them are great catch and throw guys, which us pitchers, we love that. We love having a guy back there that we have confidence. We can throw whatever we want to throw and need to throw, and they're going to keep it in front of them. We feel good about their ability to, you know, if they see something with a runner on first base, maybe throw them behind, which we saw yesterday from Perez. They're also good, you know, when the runners do try and steal, you feel pretty good about the chances of them throwing somebody out if you give them a decent time to home plate. But, you know, Michael Perez hasn't played as much, so we haven't seen him at the plate. He hasn't really had much of a chance to get into a groove. Jacob Stallings has been fantastic at the plate the last couple of weeks, especially. And I guess left-handed pitching, he's been really good.
But, well, let's get into into today's starter, because of course there's probably a few pitchers on this staff that wore the Giants uniforms in years past, but Tyler Anderson, the lefty throwing today, has really pitched well for the Pirates in 7 starts, 3 earned runs or less. His last 2 outings have been really well against the Cubs in San Diego. A brilliant move to first base. Yeah, I think he's got the best move in Major League Baseball. I loved watching him last year pitch for the Giants. And so far, he's done a really good job. They kind of switched pitchers today, bringing him into the start. Was there a reason why he wasn't slated for today?
If there is a reason, it'll be news to me. I haven't heard anything. I think they were just trying to get Yahoo Ray up here to get him in, and, you know, pushing Tyler back a day and pushing Mitch Keller back to Sunday, kind of giving both of those guys an extra day of rest is never a bad thing when you can get that for one of these starters. But, you know, Tyler's been fantastic for us. He was a great pickup by Ben in the front office here. He's a veteran guy that can come in and give some veteran leadership to some of these younger guys. But he's got a lot of stuff left in the tank. He's got a little bit of funkiness to him that creates some deception and messes with timing. So, you know, we talk about it. He can throw 2 fastballs, exactly the same arm path, exactly the same arm speed, and they're essentially 2 different pitches because of that the hitch that he creates with his lower body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked to him about it. He feels like he's smooth. So it happens for him, but, you know, it kind of like Rodgers for you guys, throwing so submarine. It's not something that hitters see a whole lot of, and it's different. So it messes up timing. It messes up the rhythm of the hitter, and it can become a weapon. But the other thing Tyler Anderson's been doing is he's been on the attack from the first pitch on. He goes after guys. He gets strike one. He puts the hitter on the defense. And, you know, as well as I do, pitching ahead is a whole lot more fun than pitching when you're behind.
And one of the things Tyler Anderson did last year, as you said, he changed speeds off everything. There's no way you can just time it. And he'll pop one in there 90, 91, but he's always a off-speed, breaking ball, as you said, two different fastballs. He does keep the hitters off balance, and that was one of the things I loved watching him pitch last year. And as you say, he's 31 years old. He pitched in Colorado, of all places. Had a couple injuries. The Giants picked him up, and he did a great job for him. This year, of course, now with the Pirate, you're watching similar stuff we saw. And to go deep in the game, probably a little less than what we would expect. But again, his last start against the Cubs, he went 8 innings. Was there anything you saw in his last game against the Cubs that just raised that expectation of him?
Well, being efficient. Going out, getting strike one, strike two, and you know, he wasn't falling behind early. So I think he was getting quick outs, and that gave him the ability to go deeper in the game. And, you know, it lined up perfectly. A couple of games before he pitched, our bullpen had been used a fair amount. So it was great timing for a guy like Anderson to go deep and then turn it over to the back end of the bullpen in the ninth inning. But, you know, the biggest key is he's just been on the attack. And if you're not on the attack, you fall behind 1-0, you fall behind 2-0, you get into, you know, 3-1, full counts. It's hard to go deep into ball games, you know, and that's something that a lot of veteran guys know and understand. And, you know, I remember hearing guys talk that were starters during my career. They wanted a new hitter every third pitch, try and get outs on the first or second pitch and move on to the next guy. And then if you do jump ahead of 0-2, a guy 0-2, 1-2, then go for the strikeout. But, you know, Anderson's pitching to contact. He's throwing his stuff up there. And we've got a pretty good defense behind our pitchers. So he's doing a nice job of letting those guys work and having faith and confidence in them. And when he attacks his zone, things tend to work out pretty well.
Well, Matt, we're expecting another good game, third game of a four-game series. I want to thank you for your time today to reach out to us on Talkin' Baseball, talk a little bit about the Pirates, and have a great call today, and we'll be in touch as the season continues.
Sounds good. Thanks again for having me. Enjoyed catching up.
All right, Matt, that was Matt Capps. He's a commentator on the color side on TV and radio for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball, 104.5, 680 KNBR, the sports leader.